Voters in Massachusetts approved a ballot question on Election Day to legalize recreational marijuana, and doctors in the state are concerned. At a recent House of Delegates meeting, the Massachusetts Medical Society passed resolutions on a number of issues, including recreational marijuana, prescription drug prices, aid in dying, and concussions. Medical Society President Dr. James Gessner says doctors are concerned about marijuana getting into the hands of young people.
This ballot initiative could not prevent access to marijuana by people under the age of 21, even though it said it might. We were very concerned about the problem with edibles. This would be food containing the chemicals of marijuana or the marijuana leaf itself. And we were concerned about the lack of tax revenue to be able to provide public research on these effects and to direct funding for community services for problems that might pop up, such as abuse, education, treatment. Our resolution was simply to do what we've already begun to do, work with our state legislatures to help craft the essential safeguards to make sure that the youth and our consumers are protected with issues that weren't present in the ballot initiative.
Is part of the concern that marijuana has grown much more potent over the years, that it's not the same level of strength that marijuana was when the baby boomers were smoking it back in the 60s and 70s, that it carries much more of a punch now?
Much more, up to four or five times the concentration, and I don't think that's appreciated with the baby boomers who might have grown up with the less potent. And it's a real problem for the edibles, because the edibles are not listed with the concentrations, and the concentration can be of the one chemical which can be synthesized, THC. And I've heard that up to 70% concentration can be in those foods. And, of course, with the food, you can eat it with no specific effect. You continue to eat more and more of it. And then all of a sudden, bingo, you're affected. And so the uptake in the distribution is very different, and it can last in the system a long, long time, especially in kids, 2-3 days.
Another concern about drugs, this is pharmaceutical drugs. You're concerned about the pricing of drugs. It seems you can't watch television these days without an ad for some prescription drug coming on, asking you to ask your doctor about this drug or that drug. What do you want to see done in that area?
We think one of the simplest things to do would be in that advertisement to have the manufacturer's suggested retail price of the drug be listed so that the consumers don't think that these things are free. There are copays. There are drugs that aren't covered. Many of these things are advertised for purposes that aren't really part of their original recommendation. They're expensive, and when they hear that this pill that sounds wonderful is $100 a pill, they'll get the sense of where some of the healthcare costs are coming from. We know that healthcare costs for drugs alone are increasing at about 15% per year, way above everything else in the healthcare scene. Consumers are really bombarded with it. The cost of the direct-to-consumer advertising is in the same neighborhood as the total cost on drug research, I think, within a small fraction. It's an enormous amount of money, billions and billions of dollars. And that is coming out of, at this point, it's tax-deductible business expense. If that weren't considered tax-deductible by the pharmaceutical manufacturers, I'm sure there'd be a lot less of it.
Aid in dying, you're going to ask your members, other doctors in Massachusetts, their opinions on this issue. You're taking a survey.
We have longstanding policy that reminds physicians that they're healers. They do care. We take care of people near the end of life with long-term problems, with people in palliative care, and we feel that unintended consequences of providing adequate pain relief, for example, making breathing a little bit more difficult or slower, is very different than deliberately prescribing medication to end life. We think that medical aid in dying, we provide that every day, taking care of our patients with comfort measures and making sure that they are free of pain if that's part of the problem near the end of life. Our ethics, and we have longstanding policy in this direction, do not promote the deliberate administration of medication to bring about an end in life. The world and medical opinion is changing on this area, and we thought that we're always interested in more information, so that a very well-crafted survey would be very important, and we plan to do that for our members. So we'd like to see where everybody stands at this point.
One more issue is climate change. Now, a lot of people might think that's a scientific issue, an environmental issue, but it's also a medical issue, isn't it?
It really is. We have had several policies on environmental health over the years, but this is the first policy we've had that's been specific on climate change, and it reflects our concern that climate change really does have a public health impact with infectious disease, water contamination, air pollution, and these kinds of things. So we thought this was very timely to have a policy on this issue. We are agreeing with a number of intergovernmental panels on an assessment that that climate change is clear and that we think it has widespread impacts on public health.
Dr. James Gessner is president of the Massachusetts Medical Society.